Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my favorite people in the world. Happy Easter. It's a glorious, glorious day of joy and freedom. And, you know, when I sat down and said, what is the highest thing I can write about today? The channel said, and I quote, what it's really about. So this is what they gave me, and I love it. The highest message, the highest meaning from the Christmas message is, I am a part of God. I am a part of creation. Religion has created it as a separation, that, you know, Christ died for our sins and gave himself up and, you know, the whole story of sacrifice and crucifixion. Oh, my God. I just got back from Texas. There was the most disturbing ad. I literally had to stop and rebalance myself. It was an ad put out by a church for their Easter celebration, but it was so dark and dramatic, and I can't explain it to you. It just gave me the willies all over me. And that's what the channel wants to bring to light today, is that religion has created this, many religions, not all, as a separation of us from God. Okay. It is really about the inclusion and unification of us with God. And if you get plugged into the word God, use energy. I am a part of all energy, and I am the creator with that energy. We inadvertently get the message from the Easter story, I must die to save the people I love. The highest thing, the channel said, to get from the Easter story is, I am that I am. I am risen. I am a creator. I am the creator of me. And I was waiting to hear back from Daniel, one of our beloved members here, because he wrote this beautiful thing. I'm sure it'd be all right for me to read it. I was hoping to hear back from him, but it's interesting how we were both on the same boat around the message. Easter is the observed feast or celebration of Christ's resurrection from death. How can we apply this message in our own lives? What does this mean for us? The basic concept is salvation and new life in spirit. That is the transcendence of death by rising up and having new life, being born again in the spirit, which, I'm a little side note here, is everything the channel teaches. Okay, what are you going to do with this now? How are you going to be born again in this moment now? There are many forms of death that we can experience. Death of a dream, death of a relationship, death of good health, death of a job, etc. We can resurrect ourselves from these deaths and find new life in the spirit of them. We can rise above our challenges and find salvation when we live in the spirit of them. The salvation of despair is the spirit of hope. The salvation of illness is the spirit of wellness. The salvation of hunger is fulfillment. The salvation of loneliness is connection. Find and resurrect yourself in the spirit of your highest dreams, wishes, and states. Be born again with new life in the spirit and transcend those things that appear dead to you. Allow new buds to form and flower into new growth and new creations that rise above the ashes of the past. Find your own salvation in the faith that it's a new day and the spirit of all your heart's desires lives on. I just couldn't have said it better myself. It was beautiful, Daniel. Thank you, and I hope that was okay to share because I just did. So I want us all to replace this core belief, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. My friends, you are supposed to be here in every moment that you choose to be here. You are meant to be here. You are supposed to be here, creating and receiving all the desires of your heart. You are supposed to be growing bigger. You're supposed to be expanding. That's where you belong, because that's what energy does. And it will make you expand, even if you're not on board. But the experience is very different than when you say yes. So let's all say yes today. Okay? Can I go to the calls? Here we go. We're off and running. Rhonda in Maine, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Dee.
Good morning, baby.
So thank you for that. And I am saying yes, but the reason why I called was, what, I guess, do I need to get into alignment as far as relationships?
The very first thing that came in, Rhonda, is you got to love yourself more.
Oh, okay.
Because why would somebody want to be with you if you don't think you're awesome?
Okay.
Why would somebody want to be with you if you're putting yourself down? If you're not living up to your potential, that's not the kind of mate that you want to magnetize to you, is it?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. So does this make sense to you?
It does.
Oh, now that's a BS answer. Let me give it back to you. Exactly as you said it, it does. You see, that if I did that in acting, the subtext
yeah.
would be, no, I don't get it, and it doesn't make sense, but I'll say it anyway. So
well,
what part do you not get, Ms. Rhonda?
Well, I feel like I've done a lot of work.
You have. We all have.
Yeah. So the answer
okay.
that I was given was not what I expected.
Oh, well, I always, guys, direct the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, not what I want.
Absolutely.
But what the highest answer is for you to move on and create this relationship is be the relationship you want and love yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
I understand. I understand.
Okay,
thank
now
you.
I believe it. Now I
yes,
get it.
I do.
Okay,
thank
baby.
You.
Happy Easter.
Bye.
Yeah, that's one to rise up. Michael in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? You know, some months ago you were doing, you were stating the primary limiting belief of each parent. At the time I wasn't able to get through, but I would just be totally fascinated if you would be so kind as to share those.
Okay. You're talking about the abandonment webinar, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Well, you were doing this on your Sunday show as well, for a time as well.
Well, it's interesting. Your abandonment belief is I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, which we talked about. You're just afraid of your greatness, Michael. You're afraid to be too big. You're afraid to be God. And that goes to all of us, including yours truly. They're saying, when are you going to get that you have permission from God to be God? We've just got to get it, guys. We've got to accept it. Okay? So
that
came
cool.
from your mom. 0 to 5. Around the ages of 5 or 6.
That makes sense.
Okay. So obviously the positive for all of us is I'm supposed to be here, and I bloody belong. I belong being the biggest God of me I can be through divine love, expanding myself in the world at the same time. Okay? All right,
yeah,
Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you for bringing that in for everybody. That was needed to be heard. Carmen in Puerto Rico, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi.
Hi, sweet thing.
Dee, I have 2 questions today for the channel. My car is having problems again, and I would like to know if something...
Carmen, the first thing they said, they're in overdrive here today. Can you choose to be where you want to be? Now, you notice they didn't use the words, can you choose to go where you want to go, which is what a car is all about. It gets you where you want to go. And guys, I will say this till I'm blue in the face. No, they're correcting me. Everybody's going to get it today. You can't try to get somewhere and know you are already there. The biggest thing you can claim right now is I'm there. If other things have to transpire in my life to expand that there-ness, bring it on. But I am there. That energetically, Carmen, is the highest thing for you to know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And you had a second question?
Oh, my questions were that is the car is having something electrical damage?
Is that the highest question? I get a no on that. It's some tiny little part, and they haven't found it yet.
Mm. It's not the transmission.
I get a no. course, I'm not a mechanic. Is that the highest? I mean, the part may very well have something to do with the transmission, Carmen. But you see, you're not focused on moving forward. You're focused on what part is broken. Guys, if you keep focused on what parts are broken in a car, in your relationship, in yourself, your brain will keep focused on the lack and not the being there. I want you to start seeing yourself tootling all around town, everywhere you want to go in that car. Okay?
I'm beginning to do that.
Okay, good. Because that's going to move the energy more than anything, Carmen. All right, baby. Thanks for calling in. Deborah in Missouri, you're on.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I have a situation when I go to bed that something comes in, gets in my bed. I can feel it getting in my bed. Sometimes it scratches and it moves around, and I can even feel it when it gets, when it leaves. And I was just wondering, what is it? What does it want? And what's,
you know,
what am I to do?
Deborah, bottom line, you don't want it there, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you told it to leave?
Yes, I have told
it to
leave.
No, I get a no. I get a no on that. What did you direct?
Okay, I asked Archangel Michael to take it away.
All right, Deborah, you and I are going to do it right now. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Whatever this energy is, we don't want you. You need to be free. We are commanding you back to the light, to be turned back into the light, and to never enter Deborah's energy field again. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, so it is. Okay, done, gone.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I believe it. Big time.
Okay,
yes.
Well, my pendulum is going to know. So,
oh, no.
Hold on. Big Deborah believes it. Little Deborah believes it. No, it goes right to no. We're talking to your little girl here.
Okay.
She thinks this thing, did you have an imaginary friend when you were little?
I probably did. It's kind of hard to remember it, but I'm sure I did.
Well, the channel is saying that little Deborah thinks this energy is going to keep her safe, kind of like calling in an angel, you know?
Okay.
Okay. It's scaring her, and it's keeping her safe. So that's not, you know, that's not a match to what we want at all, is it?
No.
No.
No way.
Okay.
No.
All right. So it's gone. Now I get you integrated, Deborah. Believe it. Accept it. Now we're good, Deborah. Okay?
Okay. Oh,
all right.
Thank you. Bless
You're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome, baby. And look, guys, again, let's take a moment to direct I am the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of me and my life. That is my powerful direction to me and all energy. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, so it is. I urge you to remember that every day before you get out of bed. Be the balance of masculine, feminine energy. Without that, we cannot truly experience that we are the state of love. Okay. All right, we're moving on. Oh, by the way, the next webinar, I know, before everybody goes, oh my God, Dee, are you crazy? What are you doing? It's going to be on politics, because y'all are emailing me right and left, asking me in your private sessions So I'm biting the bullet. I'm getting out of the way, and I'm going to let the channel give us the highest guidance. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Whoa. Wow. This is so exciting, this call. They're all exciting. Oh, my gosh. It's like I lost my question. So you know what? My question is going to be, how can I be the biggest that I am, the God that I am so fully, and what's blocking it, you know? Because
there's Adele, there's nothing blocking it except you saying, how can I be? Now, I know those of you that have followed me for a long time, this is a whole shift in our work. Again, they had to teach us all this stuff about what's in my way, where am I blocked, how can I get into alignment. They had to teach us that. And then, now, they're teaching us allowing. So, again, Adele, I would get up every day and go, today I know and I am clear that I am the powerful God of me. In every minute, I'm creating me through love and joy, excitement, peace. Come on, universe, partner with me, let's go. See, if you guys could think of God / the force / energy / the universe as your best friend who loves you unconditionally and absolutely will support you through anything and everything, you all would get a lot further, a lot faster than what's in my way. You can even feel the difference in that energy. Can you not, Adele?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And just what you said, I mean, like, yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited because, yes, I was saying, what's blocking me? And yet when I know when I'm in those, you know, that, you know, thinking like, oh, God, thank you for this day. And I'm just in another energy. So thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too, Adele. Thank you, sweetheart. Love to feel the joy. Oh, my God. Andrew, how are you, dude?
Buona Pasqua, as they say in Italian. And
yes.
I am doing wonderful. Today I was at the celebration of my aunt's 55th birthday.
Oh,
with
lovely.
My family and cousins. And it's just, I just love it over here, and I love the energy that it's bringing me. I have two things. They might be intermingled, so I'm going to say both of them in case they're, because I think they combine. And you've already talked about things. I'm jumping right in because there's lots of people probably waiting to talk to you. So
always.
Yes, there's always lots of people. I wanted to call in, but I've been busy with a lot of stuff.
That's
anyway,
okay. What do you want to ask?
Okay, one thing I've observed is there's a lot of times when we go outside of ourselves, but then I realize it's just a matter of taking a step back and going within ourselves. And I was just wondering if there's anything unconscious probably nothing's unconscious going on. It's just probably just, you know, being in the moment. But I just thought, you know, if there's anything unconscious going on that I should be aware of.
About what, Andrew?
Well, I guess I'll go on to the second question because that might help with the first question. The second question has to do with the continuation of what we're talking about and what you're talking about in this call. It's about the being, because we talked about in a previous call, we talked about the being and the doing, and I still find that there are times when I want where I seem to find myself getting into wanting to do, but then I step back and I work on the
being. I've got your answer. Okay. Guys, everything, and I do mean everything, is created within you first. If you have not created the love and the acceptance and the excitement within you about whatever you want to create, you're starting in the wrong place. You've got to be, and that's what they've taught us about being in alignment with. So, Andrew, when I say you're in alignment of a lot of money, it goes right to no. Why the hell would you not want a lot of money, all of you? What did your mom teach you about money when you were little?
Well, I don't.
It
was
do.
Very scarce.
Okay. It's very scarce. Did it come easily or did you have to work hard?
I had to work hard. Like my dad would always get secondhand stuff. My mom, she was always penny pinching, and there's always this worry where the money's coming from.
Okay, so Andrew, quit living their freaking story, will you? That's their story. That's my family's story. I don't want to live that. I want to make lots and lots and lots and lots of money so I can share it with my kid. Like, oh my God, you guys, we went to Austin to do this big podcast, Gabrielle and I, and it was the first trip that we took the baby. You'll read it in my e-blast tomorrow. Exhausting beyond words and so much fun. And I learned so much from this baby. It was incredible. You know, but I found myself at that moment of choice going, okay, is there stuff to complain about or is there stuff to focus on that takes me totally into joy and being with this kid in moments I will never have again? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you're really talking about, Andrew. It's beyond, and they're giving me that word, it's beyond time for you to accept your greatness, your talent, and allow the universe, there's that word, allow the universe to exchange its energy of gratefulness with you through money. Do you understand?
I'm getting it, but I'm still...
No. I'm not going to let you off on that. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah. No,
you get
I
it.
Don't
I,
have
I'm
it.
Not... You do have it. You're just not doing it. You do understand
yeah.
it yep. from a mental point of view. But to know and not to do, guys, is not yet to know because you don't get the experience of it. And that's what you want.
Yeah. No, the reason why I was asking it is when Nadia stepped in for you a while back, I was talking to her about, like, you know, us being actors, we need an agent. And I was talking about doing, and she talked about being. And I'm like, and so that, and I was scratching my
yeah,
head
because,
about it.
Yeah,
so,
because, Andrew, I'll tell you what she meant. When I say, you know that you're a successful working actor, it goes right to know. If you can't know it, they can't get it. So... it didn't matter
okay.
if I knew anybody in New York or anybody knew me when I left. It didn't matter. What mattered was that Dee said to her, I am an actress and I am a working actress and I am making it in New York. And then people that met me at a party who were the two top agents commercially in New York. They saw it. They saw that and they called me in. I didn't have to go get them. But you can't create things like that if you believe you have to struggle in order to create them.
Okay. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
That's
and
your
I love
answer,
you.
Baby. I love you too. And that, for sure, is your rising up today. Happy Easter. All righty. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hey, V, happy Easter.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you for the abandonment workshop. I feel like a new person with just all these different things that have happened in the last
awesome.
Week.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know we're doing every breath, but holy moly, it's been consistent for a few days. I'm really excited. My hair's still falling out, but I went to a naturopath I hadn't seen in years, and he thought it was hormones, and I'm just wondering, does the channel think,
I think that's
that
what
I've
I
now addressed
you.
It?
Didn't huh? I tell? Didn't I suggest it was around hormones?
You thought it was B vitamins.
Oh, your B vitamins.
Those might
definitely,
be hormones.
Well, it's all intertwined.
Sure.
Yeah. When my adrenals go out, he oftentimes ups my B vitamins. So they're all connected. They're all connected.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
I'm just happy you're getting answers. And energetically now, hold on, this page here. Yeah. I'm scared to death to be here.
Really?
Well,
oh, yeah, but I can see that. I can see that. Scared to death that since I don't feel like I know how to earn money, oh, I can't fit in the world. Yeah, that makes sense.
I get a big yes on that. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So within you, Cheryl, within you, I want you today to practice going to your love place and really feeling into your love.
Okay.
And knowing that's what money feels like. Money has no consciousness other than what we give it. And most of you are still giving the consciousness of fear and doubt to money. You've got to be in your knowing so that money wants to be with you. If you think of money as your significant other, would you attract a significant other who looks at you and goes, well, wow, she doesn't know if she wants to be with me. She's kind of afraid of me, believes she can even have a relationship with me. You see, money's going, Cheryl, wake up. I'm here for you.
I thought that. Go ahead, sorry.
It came from your dad, by the way.
Interesting. That man acquired mansions and acquired all kinds of things, but they also went away as quickly. I mean, literally,
okay,
people gave them to
me. Okay, there you go. Stop. You just said your belief right there. If I get it, I lose it, so why should I even get it? Don't live his story.
Right.
He lived his story, so you could see what you don't want and turn it around and get what you do.
That's what's confusing, though. I thought that I had gotten to where I'm good getting money. I feel good about getting money. It's just a matter of how.
You have gotten to that point, and you had not included, I'm going to lose it then.
Okay, so experience knowing that I can keep all the money and more that I want and still be a philanthropist and whatever else I want and
well,
still have plenty.
You're the creator of you, aren't you? If that's what you want, don't kill yourself and put yourself up on a cross to get it.
Right.
Going back to the Easter. Okay. All right. You got
Thank
it? You bet,
yes,
baby.
Love you. Thanks. Bye.
Love you, too. Oh, we are getting to some good shit today. Joanna, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Thanks so much for choosing me. I also want to thank you for how well loved you make us feel, like when you're not there and Natalie is on. And it's just amazing to me. It's like what I learn more than anything is your example through how you communicate with us and care. And
thank
really
you, sweetheart.
That.
I love you guys so, so much. I was talking about this to this podcaster who has a big healing following. And, you know, we were talking about how it's just all about love. If you can just love yourself and love everything you want and love everything you have, you know, it's your whole world shifts. And you can't live in fear and lack and love. Oh, hold on. They're stopping me mid-sentence. They're saying that's not true, Dee. A lot of people love living in lack and worry. Well, that's screwed. Well, not in this community, so we're going to do that right now.
Okay.
We are claiming for everyone on this show and everyone who will ever hear this show. I am in love with me. I am in love with everything I want, relationships that are healthy, money in abundance, health that is glorious, relationships that feed me and nurture me. I am in love with it all, and I love that I love it, and I love that I love me. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. But you see, you know, Johanna, isn't that really the religious Easter story? I have to die to be free. Christ died on the sins to free all of us. I don't believe that.
I realized that I was looking at why I take care of other people instead of myself and give myself up that way. And I realized that when I was growing up as a child, there were all these stories about martyrs in the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And I could see how I decided that I wanted to be that important. And I tried to do it in my own life. And
look, Johanna, you still can share with everybody. That gives you love in your heart. And you need to do that with yourself first. And then your cup runneth over even more, and you have more to share.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Right. So
right.
I have like these kind of mundane daily things that are a question that I have, which I'm sure would be answered by me loving myself more as per your direction.
Absolutely.
I contacted the attorney that I thought you indicated would be the best for my throat case, and I gave them all the information, and they haven't gotten back to me, and I'm feeling like maybe I should choose a different attorney or wait.
Okay,
or rattle their
case. Johanna, are you going to put you first?
Yes.
Okay, they're working for you. You call them and say, guys, if you don't want to take this case, tell me so I can move on. If you do, let's get moving.
Okay.
But you see, you can't do that if you have to put yourself on the back burner to take care of everybody else.
Well, here's the thing. I was thinking that that's what I needed to do because I was becoming impatient. It wasn't working for me. And then I have to get permission to do it, like I'm still a child. And I see that, and that's helpful. And I'm on the back burner with my granddaughter also, and it's been frustrating.
All right, so, sweetheart, this is turning into a private, and I've got to get on with the show. You know how much I love you.
I'm good.
You know
Thank
that.
You.
But I need
happy
to get
Christmas.
To everybody.
I mean, happy
Yeah, I like Christmas better. Let's all be born again. All right, sweetheart. Thanks. Okay, Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hi. Happy Easter, my dear.
Thank you, little bunny rabbit. What can I do for you?
Well, my question has to do with my physical health. I'm on a new prescription that my doctor gave me, and I think that I'm having a bad reaction to it, so I stopped it because I feel like my head's not attached to my body. I mean, so I'm
okay,
just,
Susan,
okay.
I want you to answer me honestly. Are you still drinking?
No.
Why does my pendulum say yes?
Because I fell off the wagon once earlier, and I'm done.
Goes right
you're
to
right.
No. Well, then be truthful with
well,
me. Because if you're not truthful
I have,
with me,
I have no
you're
desire.
Not truthful.
I have no, yeah.
Okay, this is the highest. Guys, if a doctor, I'm not a doctor, you know that. But if a doctor puts
right.
you on medication, I wouldn't go on and off it without talking to the doctor. And saying, look, this isn't
yes.
working for me. I feel detached from my body. Help. You're my doctor. Help me. I mean, you know, I needed a doctor the eve of Christmas Eve day. And I knew I wasn't going to get in. But I thought, I'll call. And they said, just go to urgent care. I said, no, I'm not going to urgent care. You have all my specifics. You have all my tests. Somebody needs to see me the day after Christmas. And they did. And then they apologized because they thought I was just being dramatic. Again, if we don't love ourselves enough to come forward for ourselves, guys, why would anybody else? The world is going too fast. It's just going to, but I want to give you the energetic thing behind whatever this sickness is. Well, they're saying it's not a sickness. We're going to psychological, Susan. This sheet,
okay.
this sheet, here. Well, here we go. Perfect end of the show. I do not have permission. I do not give myself permission to love who I am. Because when we love who we are, we choose to do what's the ultimate best for us, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. Psychologically, the highest thing that will help you with this discomfort, consciously choosing to love who you are.
Love myself. Thank you.
You bet. You bet, sweetheart. You
that's
know
what
we
it's
love
all
you.
About.
We know, yeah, that's what it's all about. For
that's
sure.
What it's...
Thank you, sweetheart. I think I've got time for one more. Lynn in North Carolina, you're on. Whoops.
Oh, well,
now you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, dude. I just had a question. I'd like to know the energetic cause behind this fatigue I've been having.
Oh, you and me both.
I know.
Okay.
I'm done with it.
Now, it was interesting for me to watch myself come back from this four-day trip because I felt tired. But when I got back home and I went, all right, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I have to get all this stuff in alignment for tomorrow for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't tired then.
Ah.
So the highest thing behind your fatigue is you're caught between, I want to do it, I don't know if I can do it. I want to do it, which you can feel how tiring that is. No, I want to do it.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it. Oh, but I want to do it. Oh, but I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, and it's more, baby, about just being excited about life. Right?
Yes.
Be excited. If you feel tired, find something that you really, really, really want to do. Even if it's go to a movie.
I can do that.
You can. We all can.
Yes,
and
we can.
We have to stay conscious enough to make that decision. Right?
Yes. Yes,
all
we
right.
Do.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
I'm just interested. Is that the same for me? All righty. Thank you, Lynn, for that. Oh, you got to love this work when two or more come together with the same intention, right? All right, people I love, happy new beginnings. Happy rising up. Happy being the God and creation of ourselves. Woohoo! Get excited about that. Happy Easter. I love you all so much. Let's say it together. Come on. I love me. Oh, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.